Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel. I'm going to be doing now a series of Secrets of Career Analysis podcasts for all you beautiful people. This may be helpful, especially if you are looking to succeed in your current job or looking to change your career path or do something in case you have lost your job due to artificial intelligence, AI, and so on and so forth. First of all, let me dispel the fear that AI is going to do anything like taking your jobs and making everybody jobless. That's not going to be the case, at least so far as I'm concerned. Even though I use AI in my podcasts extensively, that is just a correlation mechanism between the notes I have already made from two certification courses I have done. By the way, the entire Vedic Astrology basic course is available now online in the memberships area in case you wish to deep dive and understand all the basics there is to know about this thing called Vedic Astrology. That is also made using AI. But that is just a capturing mechanism for my own notes and my own understanding and my experience of reading charts, okay? So it is not like blindly I have put AI into the business. That's not the way AI works anyway. All right, so talking of secrets of career analysis, first I'm going to be doing between natal and navamsha and using the Jaimini system of astrology. Going forward, I shall be explaining to you all the principles of Amartya Karaka as it relates to your career, as it relates to Jaimini astrology, and what tips you can take from there to understand your career paths and your planets and points. And going forward, I shall even be doing the case studies like I did for all the previous ones. So let's begin with the basics part one. Number one, what is Amartya Karaka in Jaimini astrology? What does it mean by saying Amartya Karaka? It directly means, translated from Sanskrit, it means the minister. Atma Karaka being the king or the soul aspect. Amartya Karaka is the planet in your natal chart which is of second highest degree angle. Jaimini system considers angles, okay? This planet with the second highest degree in your natal chart is your Amartya Karaka. Think of Amartya Karaka as the second house of your natal chart if you use traditional astrology. The Amartya Karaka planet is responsible for earning wealth, income for your family. That planet, that sign, whatever it is sitting on, that is what is responsible for your wealth earning capacity, or in what way you will be doing your profession. What is your profession really like? We'll be using this form of analysis. Check the planetary significations first, the sign which the planet is sitting on next, and then the house placements later in that order of significance. In order for us to understand the energies that are playing into your career part of your life. This is one part of your life. We are only discussing career here. Check the placement of the sign and placement in natal and then see which sign or house it travels to in the Navamsha. First check all the natal aspects and then see where it goes into the Navamsha. Natal is where it will play out in the physical reality like we discussed before in the Nakshatrapada series. Navamsha shows the part that will provide the qualities and characteristics to the Amartya Karaka planet. And you shall see all this as we go forward. Don't panic too much if you find all these concepts very alien, okay? Hang in with me. Now, as you can see in the slide, this one, check basics part two. I've taken a case here, for example, the natal chart is on your left displayed there and Navamsha of the same person is displayed on the right, okay? So we have two charts, natal as well as Navamsha. Now the number of Karakas I'm using in Jaiminis for the sake of this study is 7 Karakas. I'm not using Rahu. Okay, it's not 8 Karakas, it is 7. So the AMK which is said here is Amartya Karaka in this person's case, which is Saturn. And the Saturn, first we have to see as per the rules, is where it is placed. It is placed in the 5th house in the sign of Gemini. In the natal chart, But in Navamsha, it goes to the sign of Aquarius in the 10th house, the same planet. So the travel of the Amatya Karaka from natal to Navamsha, it has changed sign, it has changed house as well. Planet is the same. Okay? Bear this in mind as we go forward. I'm going to stick this introduction in every single podcast just for ease. If you have seen this before, just skip to the part where you want to come to the learning part. Basics part 3. I have used 7 karakas which are considered in this study. The Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter and Saturn. Totally 7 solid planets, ignoring Rahu and Ketu, as the basis, as per the scriptures. Okay. Aspects of the karakas are different from the main system. In Gemini system, the aspects are considered based on the signs where they're aspecting each other. Fixed signs aspect all movable signs except the one next to them. Movable signs aspect all the fixed signs except the one next to them. And dual signs aspect one another. Just remember this. You can even GPT it if you want. So it is based on the rules of the Gemini system, not the mainstream system. Okay? Just understand this. After I cover the planets as Amatya Karaka, and going forward by Amatya Karaka in Navamsha and that characteristic, this itself will be very large number of podcasts, then I shall begin the case study podcast for better learning and grounding. Because learning astrology without studying any amount of doing charts, natal charts, studying n number of charts, okay, unless we indulge in that, well, the study of astrology just becomes esoteric. It has no grounding. It has no value. It's like studying physics without any proof in the lab. You have to prove it. Is this true for me or not? That should be your question. It can't be just an idle rant or a philosophical rant of some kind. Vedic astrology is as real as it gets, folks. Okay. Now we come to Jupiter as the Amatya Karaka, the one that determines your career. So if Jupiter is the second highest angle position in your natal chart, it becomes your Amatya Karaka, the determinant of your career or the path of your career. Remember, Jupiter is just an advisor, one who provides advisors, procedures, laws and regulations, policy makers, that kind of thing. Jupiter is more of a knowledge giver energy. So when it's placed at work, it determines those kinds of professions. But we are jumping ahead of ourselves. Let us first see, in the same manner that we did the previous planets, in terms of people, in terms of attitude, in terms of types of work, and then we'll go to the conjunctions and what Jupiter will provide as Amatya Karaka in your chart. So as people, Jupiter represents your teachers, advisors of all kinds, mentors, priests, and coaches of all kinds. Okay. Attitude of Jupiter is they are wise, they're benevolent, they're silent, and they are a guide. Types of work therefore associated with Jupiter as Amatya Karaka will be education at all levels. All kinds of education is Jupiterian energy. All kinds of consultation, management consultation is Jupiter energy. Institutions of judicial, all judicial institutions, governmental institutions, banking, academia, regulatory bodies of government, faith and religious institutions have Jupiterian energies in them. They are the ones who provide guidance to humanity. They are the ones who even have banking, hold people's security in place. Conjunctions now. What happens when Jupiter is conjunct with Moon to begin with? They make good counselors because Moon is an emotional energy and Jupiter provides the wisdom. So good in counseling fields as emotional coach, as a musical coach, as priests, and as people in water regulatory authorities, because Moon stands for water and Jupiter provides that leadership quality. Jupiter with Mercury gives good careers in teaching, consulting, publishing and public speaking, as well as law. Jupiter in conjunction with Venus gives careers as musical teachers. Now, music is Venus Karaka, therefore musical teachers. Relationship counseling, why? Because Venus is a Karaka of relationship, spouse, as we saw earlier. As well as fine arts teachers, you know, teachers who teach fine arts in colleges, for example. Cultural arts, all kinds of cultural arts teaching, because Jupiter is a teacher essentially. Spiritual teachers, Venus and Guru make spiritual teachers. Non-governmental organizations serving others, right? With Mars, Jupiter becomes, has careers in law, military, because Mars energy comes here, athletics, once again Mars energy, sports coaches, for example, spiritual leadership, if it's especially aspected by Ketu, motivational coaches, Mars is motivation, logic and drive. With Saturn, because Saturn is a judge, so Jupiter with Saturn, two big planets, makes careers in judge, they can become a judge, judicial, I mean, educators of all kinds. Political strategies, Saturn is a politician. It works for the masses. Modern day politics is not like the erstwhile monarchs, isn't it? It's about people's rule. So they make good political strategists, management consultants, especially if Saturn is Jupiter, as Amartya Karaka is fifth trine to Jupiter. Legal and banking institutions and educational institutions. Once again, Jupiterian qualities are about teaching, providing laws and guidance. When Rahu and Ketu aspect, things turn sideways. When Jupiter is aspected with Rahu, it makes for teachers or innovators in science, environmentalism, astrology. Rahu Ketu aspect in your chart will determine whether you are interested even in astrology or not, or whether you learn it, by the way. Teacher of esoteric sciences, because Jupiter is a teacher. When Ketu aspects Jupiter as your Amartya Karaka, it will become good in spiritual counseling. Ketu is Moksha Karaka, detached. Also, they will make very good researchers in the field of research. These are the people who will keep doing PhDs after PhDs, right? As well as astrologers. So that's Jupiter. Follow forward as we examine the house placements of Jupiter as Amartya Karaka. And I'll see you in the next with Saturn.
Career studies, Jupiter as Amartya Karaka. When Jupiter becomes the Amartya Karaka, the planet of wisdom, ethics, expansion, guidance, and policymaking becomes the ministerial executor of the soul's mission. This produces a professional approach rooted in principles, long-term vision, and the desire to bring structure and meaning to collective growth. Individuals with Jupiter as Amartya Karaka excel in roles where they can guide, teach, mentor, or advise, especially in law, education, finance, religion, policy development, and large institutional governance. They prefer stable, respected positions where they can influence systems, uphold ethical standards, and leave a lasting impact. Jupiter here thrives on building trust, fostering institutional credibility, and creating frameworks that benefit the collective. A strong Jupiter in this role brings strategic foresight, moral authority, and respect from peers. When afflicted, it may produce overconfidence, moral rigidity, or detachment from practical realities. Career success flows from aligning ambition with ethical growth, policymaking, and the development of knowledge-based institutions. First house. Career focus. Academic leadership, legal authority, public policy, religious or philosophical leadership, respected consulting roles. Strengths inspires trust through personal presence, strong moral compass, long-term strategic vision. Challenges, overconfidence in personal judgment, resistance to unconventional approaches. Second house, career focus, banking, finance, wealth advisory, institutional treasury roles, family enterprises in education or law. Strengths? Ethical wealth management, capacity to grow collective resources, wise financial planning. Challenges, overcautious in financial expansion, career dependence on traditional models. Third house, career focus, publishing, academic writing, policy communications, legal journalism, community education programs. strengths, ability to explain complex concepts, moral influence in public discourse, patient mentorship, challenges, risk of being overly didactic, slow adaptation to rapidly changing communication trends. Fourth house, career focus, education administration, cultural preservation, homeland legal governance, religious institutions. Strengths, strong community respect, ability to foster institutional growth in stable environments. Challenges, attachment to traditional systems limiting innovation, career vulnerability to shifts in domestic policies. Fifth house, career focus, teaching, research, policy think tanks, high-level education, speculative policy planning. Strengths, nurtures intellectual growth, combines creativity with structured governance. Challenges, risk of excessive theorizing, overconfidence in policy predictions. Sixth house, career focus, legal practice, arbitration, public health policy, institutional audits, educational service roles. Strengths, fair-minded conflict resolution, policy-driven systemic improvements. Challenges, bureaucratic delays, moral dilemmas in competitive or political environments. Seventh house, career focus, international law, diplomatic policy, advisory partnerships, global education initiatives. Strengths, builds trustworthy alliances, strong negotiation ethics, policy credibility in joint ventures. Challenges, idealism in partnerships, reluctance to compromise in negotiations. Eighth house, career focus, research governance, taxation law, insurance policy, transformation-led institutional roles. Strengths, depth in understanding hidden systems, ability to reform policies with long-term stability. Challenges, vulnerability to institutional politics, career disruptions during reform periods. Ninth house, career focus, higher education leadership, religious or legal advisory boards, global humanitarian law, international policy. Strengths, peak moral authority, influential in large-scale academic or legislative systems, cross-cultural guidance. Challenges, over-attachment to ideology, difficulty adapting to rapid geopolitical changes. Parent 10th house, career focus, government policymaking, judiciary leadership, corporate governance, executive educational management. Strengths, high public credibility, directional strength for leadership, influential policy shaping. Challenges, resistance to innovative policy models, career risk from over-reliance on institutional prestige. 11th house, career focus, international organizations, nonprofits, collective education networks, political advisory roles. Strengths, expansive networking with ethical influence, ability to unify diverse groups around moral causes. Challenges, overcommitment to large causes at the expense of personal goals, risk of diluted influence. Higher 12th house, career focus, international education programs, humanitarian law abroad, religious service overseas, philosophical research in isolation. Strengths, visionary global policy thinking, compassionate institutional leadership abroad. Challenges, career visibility challenges, potential isolation from decision-making centers, risk of over-idealizing foreign ventures.